this is another thing that we take it for granted when we are there in Makkah Mukarramah. As I said, that I'm not talking about the Hajj in detail that you have heard, and there's no time for that also. But when we are looking at the Kaaba Sharif, then many of us, after having had the first sight of the Kaaba Sharif, at that time, many, many people, they break down and they're very excited. And it is something that a person does not have words to describe the experience when the person sees the Kaaba Sharif for the first time in his life. All his life he has been making namaz towards the Kaaba Sharif. He has been saying, Ya Allah, I'm making my turakat, fajr, salat, facing the Kaaba Sharif. However, now it is right in front of him. So the first excitement is definitely there. But after a few days, when the person has settled in Makkah Sharif, then he forgets that this is that same Kaaba Sharif. There is no change in that Kaaba Sharif. That excitement must still be there. That azmat of that Kaaba Sharif, that respect must still be in his heart. He must still hold the Kaaba Sharif in great dignity. He must not do anything around the Kaaba Sharif which is disrespectful, which will show that he is dishonoring the Kaaba Sharif, or that he is not appreciating this great ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Therefore, Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said that just looking at the Kaaba Sharif is also great sawab. In fact, there is a hadith of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in which Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam says, and that hadith has been reported by Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, he says, Inna lillahi fi kulli yawmin wa laylatin ishreena wa mi'ata rahma. Every day and in every night, that means 24 hours of the day and night, there are 122 rahmat and mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala descending upon the Kaaba Sharif. 24 hours of the day. Rahmat of Allah ta'ala, tajalli of Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala, that noor, it is focused on the Kaaba Sharif. In fact, the Kaaba Sharif, if a person has to go straight up, then he will arrive at the Baitul Ma'mur. The Baitul Ma'mur is the Kaaba Sharif of the angels. The angels are making tawaf of that Kaaba Sharif. And then straight up, then you will go to the Arsh of Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala. So imagine 120 rahmat and blessing, 24 hours of the day. So when a person is making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif, he's not making tawaf of the stones of the Kaaba Sharif. He's making tawaf of the tajalli of Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore, many an ahlullah, many a wali of Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala, they questioned those people who went for Hajj that you made tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. They said, yes, we did make tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif. They said, did you make tawaf of the Rabbul Bayt, the Rabb of the Kaaba Sharif? Did you recognize the Rabb of the Kaaba Sharif? Then they said, no. So this Kaaba Sharif tawaf that the person is making, this Kaaba Sharif 122 rahmat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that sittuna litta'ifin, that 60 of that rahmat and mercy is given to the people making tawaf. Wa arba'un lil musallin, and 40 of that rahmat and mercy is given to those people who are making salat there. And 20 of that blessing is given to the lin nazireen, to those people who are just looking at the Kaaba Sharif. Now, instead of looking at the Kaaba Sharif, we engage ourselves in looking everything else. Now, we know that when the person is going for Hajj, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself says in the Quran Sharif that there must be no wickedness, there must be no sins, there must be no evil, there must be no obscenity, there must be nothing of any kind of sin that the person must commit when he is going for Hajj. Then in that Hajj, فَلَا رَفَسَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِ, there must not be even wrangling and arguments and quarrels and fights. Now all these things the person must not engage in. Now if it has become totally haram and forbidden for that person who is in a haram to even make some kind of sign with his eyes or with his hands or in any other way, even to his own wife, if with passion he is making any kind of signs, then it is prohibited in a haram. So imagine how much more haram that will be when the person is casting lustful glances at those women that will be there. Probably many of them may be in a haram, not covering their faces. So does that mean that license has now been given to all those who are in Makkah Mukarramah to cast the evil glances at those women, or to purposely pick up their gaze for the second time? The first time the accidental gaze is maaf. But imagine how sinful that is. All those people that are making tawaf there, they are the guests of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Every woman who is making tawaf there, she is the guest of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now imagine if the person is casting evil glances at the guest of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Where can that person expect to come back with rahmat and with mercy? One person once told Hazrat Shah Aki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, he says that these women who come from Indonesia, he says, how beautiful they look. So much of noor on their faces. They wear white burqas, they wear white cloaks, and their faces are also white, and they're making tawaf. How much of noor on their faces? He said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You can see how shaitan misled you even in this Mubarak place. You couldn't see the noor of the Kaaba Sharif. You found the noor on the faces of these women. So you can see shaitan is an enemy. He is not going to leave us even in Makkah Mukarrama. So you have to be very, very careful there. If we are not able to control our gazes there, then rest assured that our hearts will remain empty and void of the noor and the tajalli that comes down on the Kaaba Sharif. We have to protect our gazes from any kind of haram. Nevertheless, so this Kaaba Sharif we should picture as being a kind of a waterfall. Those who have been to Victoria Falls or Niagara Falls, then we know that when volume of water, when great volume of water is falling from a great height, then when it comes down and hits the ground, then the splashback goes far and wide. If a person is sitting close to the waterfall, then he will come completely drenched. And if the person is sitting at a little distance, then too he will get the sprinkle. And if there are trees there, then so much of water is going over the trees that if you have to walk underneath the trees, then we say that it is rainforest. So if the waters of this world falling from a height, when it hits the ground, then people sitting around, they become drenched, they become soaked, they become wet. Then the rains of rahmat, the volume of noor that is falling, the volume of noor that is descending on the Kaaba Sharif. So each and every person that is sitting around the Kaaba Sharif, he must visualize, he must think, he must imagine that that noor after coming onto the Kaaba Sharif, now each and every person that is sitting there in the masjid, in the Haram Sharif, from wherever he is watching the Kaaba Sharif, then he is getting that splashback, he is getting that sprinkle, he is getting soaked, he is getting drenched. Depending on how near he is sitting or with what ikhlas and sincerity he is sitting and what he is watching. So imagine the person how much of rahmat and how much of rain he can get. But as I think I mentioned when we were talking about Madina Sharif, that there too there is so much of noor. But why is it that we come back with empty hearts? The reason is that we are going with our pails and with our buckets upside down. If we have to go with our bucket upside down to Niagara Falls or Victoria Falls, and sit there the whole day, nothing will come into that bucket. But if we go with it in the proper manner, then within seconds the bucket will fill up. So here the Kaaba Sharif also, there's 24 hours noor there. Therefore it is not permissible, and in fact a person should restrain himself as much as possible from gossiping, from backbiting, and from talking about all the world's history there. Because shaitan will start off. First of all, we'll start discussing something that's permissible. The moment we sit with friends in the Haram Sharif, now we have to sit 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours sometimes at a stretch. So for a little while we will talk about deen. For a little while we'll talk about something that's permissible. But within seconds after that or a few minutes time, then we'll be talking about somebody or the other. And all that what we were supposed to leave behind here in South Africa, then the same thing we'll discuss there in Makkah Mukarrama. So the Kaaba Sharif is the place where Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's tajalli descends, and 24 hours it is happening there. So we must try to quench our thirst. We must get soaked, we must get drenched. And then of course Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she expressed a desire of going into the Kaaba Sharif, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam caught her hand and took her into the Hatim. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told her that if you desire to make namaz inside the Kaaba Sharif, then make it in the Hatim. And he mentioned that why that Hatim is part of the Kaaba Sharif. He explained to her that the people, when they were building the Kaaba Sharif, we know that the history of it, that when they were building the Kaaba Sharif in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then they had made up their minds that they will not use any kind of funds which are doubtful according to their own understanding of it. Even doubtful funds were not used. So that section got left out. But it's a great blessing for the Ummat. Otherwise, we would have had to first ask the king for permission, and then he would have got through all his other... After we have gone through all the red tape, then somehow we would have got the permission to enter the Kaaba Sharif. Even now, when a person is given the opportunity of entering the Kaaba Sharif, and some people have been inside, then how much they brag about it, how much they talk about it. I was so fortunate that when they opened the door for so and so, I too got the opportunity of going inside there. But how many of us, when we are in the Hatim, we truly believe that we are in the Kaaba Sharif. Therefore, when we are in the Hatim, we are actually in the Kaaba Sharif. And when the person is in the Kaaba Sharif, in the Hatim, he didn't require any kind of permission, any kind of authority. He did not have to give any kind of bribe. He did not have to wait for some government authority, some government deputation or some ruler or some king to come and enter the Kaaba Sharif so that he may also somehow scheme in. Nothing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala kept it open. Now this person is entering the Kaaba Sharif. Now when he is entering the Kaaba Sharif, in other words the Hatim, when he's inside there and he's going under the Mizab-e Rahmat, when he's under the Mizab-e Rahmat, then now it is as if the person is actually standing under the shower. One was standing far away and or sitting somewhere at a distance, and the waterfall, the water was splashing back, and this person was getting drenched and soaked. But now that he's inside there, the person must actually believe that the rains of Rahmat and the rains of Noor, which are pouring there now, is under the shower and he's getting completely soaked and drenched. Imagine what an opportunity it is. Now the person makes sincere tawbah. He says, Ya Allah, you gave me the opportunity of entering the Kaaba Sharif. You gave me the opportunity of making istighfar and tawbah under the Mizab-e Rahmat. I pledge that I will never ever return to those sins again. Now in this way the person will be again purifying himself. And the whole purpose of this Hajj is to get purification.